What is it? The Raisa Durabon. The Rabban on the Raisa, that's the time that you go to sleep. That's what the Gemara. No, it's not when you actually go to sleep. I got it. It's good. It's fine. So the Gemara, thank you. Thank you. So where the front come from? Amar Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says, Micro, what's the pasuk? Rigzu ve'altechato imru bovavchem al mishkamchem v'daimu stela. What does that mean? Imru bovavchem zak Rashi. Imru masha kosov al levavecha. Say what is written on your heart, al mishkavchem, which means imru bovavchem. Say shema, which is what we say al levavecha. What is al? What is on our heart? What is on our heart? The shema. What we wear on tefillin on our heart. Ushratu myson al levavecha. What's written on your heart? The parshat of shema. So imru masha kosov al levavecha. What is written about al levavecha? Al mishkavchem shenemru. So we have imru levavchem. When you go to sleep, v'daimu. What does v'daimu mean? Daimu the lashon of being still. Like Rashi b'sheina achri came. Be still. So imru levavchem al mishkavchem. Levavchem is al levavecha shema. Al mishkavchem is uveshachbacha. When you go to sleep, and then you go to sleep. So somehow this pasuk teaches this to us. Okay? So we only see Shema. We don't see Amapil and all the other litany of things that we say. Comes along the Gemara Vaitor, Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, next paragraph, Im Talmud Chacham hu ain't tzar. If he's a Talmud Chacham, he's not Mechayev too. Why not? Talmud Chacham is not Mechayev too? What type of business is this? Zak Rashi, Im Talmud Chacham hu, Sharogu b'mishnasei lachzer al gersasei tamid, daye b'kach. If a person is constantly chazering his learning, he's not mechayev. He's not mechayev to say krishma alamita. Comes along Abaye, and Abaye says to Rav Nachman, or he says it with maybe not directly to Rav Nachman, but on what Rav Nachman says, also a Talmud Chacham is required to say one pasuk of Rachmi. Kegain, for example, what are the one pasuk of Rachmi? B'yadcha avked ruchi batisei oisei Hashem kal emes. In your hands, I deposit my spirit. You redeem for me. Redeem me, God of truth. Why? Why do you have to say one pasuk of Rachmi? What is Abaye being mechadish? So Rabbi Shmuel Levi is saying that you're mechayev to say something by your bed. Abaye is saying if you're Talmud Chacham, you're not. If you're Rav Nachman saying if you're Talmud Chacham, you're not mechayev. And comes along Abaye and says, you still have to say one pasuk of Rachmi. And Rachami. Now, what happens if you're not a Talmud Chacham? You don't have to say one pasuk of Rachmi?
It's a Shema, which is more.
It's Shema. In Shema, it's Rachmi. What, Shema, what does Rachmi mean? Mercy. You're saying that God is merciful. So does Shema have that? Or that besides Shema, you have to say V'yotka of good Ruchi? It doesn't say. Yeah, so far so good? Okay. Yeah, but that's the regular Shema that you say at night while you go, that the Gemara explained, that's the time that you go to sleep at the time that you wake up. So over here we're saying, we're adding on Rizu V'altakto, Imru Vavchem, Al Mishkavchem. You say Shema, that's Al Levavecha, Al Mishkavchem, when you go to sleep, but then when you sleep. And then one more time, Rav Nachman says, if you're Talmud Chacham, you don't have to. And Abaye says, you at least have to say one pasuk of Rachmi. Okay, beautiful. That is the Gemara Daf. Next part of the Gemara. Hanichnas lishan, somebody who enters to sleep. What type of interesting lashon of the Gemara? Hanichnas, you enter to sleep. What does that mean? You enter your man cave with all your lights in your room, like all the kids today. They decorate their rooms. Hanichnas lishan al mitasei ha'hoilich. Somebody goes, one who enters. What does that mean? He enters.
Go into the bedroom, go to sleep.
An attempt. Meaning, not everybody, people are insomniacs. Okay, so very famous question. We're going to see you say hamapil. We have to know what type of bracha is going to be hamapil.
What kind of bracha is it going to be?
Yeah. What do I mean by that? So let's clarify hakira. So we know there are three types of brachas. One type of bracha is a brachas ha-mitzvahs. Before you do a mitzvah, you make a bracha. For example, lulav. One type of bracha. A bracha, saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me to do a mitzvah. Another type of bracha is the Birchas Hananin. Before you eat food, the Gemara says, Asr lehanit ba'il mazeb lay bracha. Then the third type of bracha. What's the third type of bracha? A Birchas HaShvach. Praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For example, lightning. You're praising. You're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're so great. Hamapa, we have to know what where does it fall under and what's the nafkamina. So says the Gemara, Nichnas li shenal mitasei. And let's say somebody can't fall asleep. Does he say Hamapa? Does he not say Hamapa?
He doesn't say it.
Anichnas li shenal mitasei. Emer mishma Yisrael ad v'hayim shmaya. He says from shma till v'haya. V'emer baruch Hamapa chevle shenal inai. Blessed the one who makes full the chevle shen. You know what a chevle is? Like a rope, a band of sleep on my eyes. Interesting lashon that the Gemara says. Usnuma, snuma is also a lashon of sleeping, a slumber. Al afapoy on my eyelids. Why is shena on eyes and snuma on eyelids? Interesting point to think about. Umeir and makes light leishain bas ayin. What is leishain bas ayin? Ishain is the pupil, bas ayin of the eye, who illuminates, because that's where we see from. It should be your will that you put me to sleep in peace. You give me my chelik in your Torah. Why are we asking that to be, why are we asking that now? And the Grot says, this is from one of the Gaonim, Rav Amram Gaon. What? Not from the Gemara itself.
The text of the bracha?
The Sein Chalki Secha. Take a look at the Gemara on the side. Ner Be'enai Zuhi Taisefe Shel Rav Amram Gain.
This is Gemara.
This is a Gemara in bracha. You go ahead and accustom me to do a mitzvah and not an avera. Don't bring me to a chet. Don't bring me to a test or to a vizayin. Does Lani save me? Be peg or rob from a misfortune, mechalayim raim, sicknesses, valiyav aluni, chalayim meishraim. They shouldn't get me scared, bad dreams, verhum raim, bad thoughts. I have a question for you. What exactly are we asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu before we go to sleep to be margal mita mitzvah, not to be margal mita avera?
This is a shevach and a bakasha.
Yeah, but why are we asking before we go to sleep? I mean, when we wake up, you got to do a lot of things. You sleep. Give me my chelik and your Torah. I mean, you're not okay. If you're the Arizal, you can learn when you're sleeping, or Chaim Kanievsky. But when we sleep, we want to sleep. Why is that part of the bracha then? Okay, it's a nice shot.
If you have the right kavanah,
and you sleep, it's like you're learning.
Okay. I mean,
you sleep so in order that you learn better.
Okay, we're elevating the sleep. Okay. The taglin of our mitzvah, part of the sleep, it's a pshat, but it's think about that for a little bit. My bed should be complete. What does that mean? Look, Rashi. Take a look, Rashi on the left. There shouldn't be any disqualification in my children. What does that mean? Well, a person has relations when they go to sleep. So the bracha of a mapel is having that. There shouldn't be any psul in my children, because that's a time where a person could potentially have children.
Interesting enough, usually you make the rock a little before you go to sleep. Probably, even though you could have children at night, saying, most people make the rock before you actually go to sleep.
Yeah. So you want to know before or after relations? Great question. Yeah. We're gonna speak about that. You have to always get the core, the foundation, the Gemara. Vahar ainai and open on my eyes, pen ishin namavis may lest I sleep the sleep of death. Baruch to Hashem, Amir Lelkul Foyde, who makes light for the world completely with his covered with his honor. And then the Gemara goes weiter and says, Ki mitar, when he wakes up, Aimar al kind of shaman shah sati bi tairi, ati sati bi atin fakti bi latim shamar. Now, what we see over here is this correlation. Like right after the bracha before he goes to sleep, and when he wakes up, he says, Hashem, the neshama you gave me is pure. You formed it. You opened. Way very important to know. When you hear the voice of a tarnagol, lema, baruch asher nasan la sechvi vina, blessed the one who gives the sechvi. It's a machlokes what sechvi is, but according to this gemara right now, the rooster understanding. Wait, so we see an interesting thing. Elikai neshama. If you learn this gemara point blank and you say, wait, you know, we make brachas in the morning, 15 brachas in the morning. Asher nasan sechvi vina lefkameir melela. You woke me up. It seems like Hamapil is being put in the same format. That's what it seems like. The Gemara says, when he goes to sleep, he makes this bracha. When he wakes up, he says that bracha. And then he makes the other brachas. That's what it seems like.
There's definitely a hefsek.
The sleep.
Between the bracha of Hamapil and the...
Well, let's ask the question. Simplest of question. What should take precedence? Hamapil or Shema? Should you say Hamapil first and Shema second? Or Shema first and Hamapil second? I can tell you what it says in the Siddur. In the Siddur, it says Hamapil first and then Shema second. If you're Medayik in the Lashon of the Gemara in Brachas that we learned before, what did it say? Rigzu b'vavchem, Rigzu v'atakto imrum b'vavchem, amishkavchem. Say Shema v'daimu. And what did the Rashi say v'daimu? And sleep.
We actually see that pasuk at the end of the Krish Malamita, right? That's the last
part of the... Yeah, we do say, we say Adayin Olam and Shia Malas afterwards if we say the whole thing. Okay, so we have to know why. Well, let's... exactly. The Bracha, exactly. So the Gemara and the Brachas over here are saying, first Shema, and then Hamapil, because the Gemara says Hanichnas Lishan Amitasa Emer Mishma Yisrael, and then Emer Bar Hamapil. Now, let's think for a moment. Is we see when you wake up, you say Elikai. When you go to sleep, you say Hamapil. So it's a bracha on the sleep. So, well, if I drink a drink of water and I make a bracha on it, I'm not supposed to be masik. So is this a bracha right before you go to sleep? So should I maybe not be mafsik with the bracha and Shema? Can't do both at the same time. So we see a little bit in the Gemara Daf Daled. Shema, it doesn't even mention Hamapil at all. It doesn't even mention. The Gemara Daf Daled doesn't even mention Hamapil. It doesn't even say Hamapil at all. Just say Shema and maybe one pasuk of Rachmi. And the Gemara Daf Samach says, as Rav Moshe rightfully pointed out, you first say Shema, and then you say Hamapil. We'll see what the Rambam says in a moment. But before that, let's go see the Gemara in Daf Tezvav and Rebeis. In Shavuos, the Gemara says, Rav Shem Levi Amlu Lahani Kroi Vigani. Rav Shem Levi would say these psukim, and he would sleep. Behechi Avir Achi. Fatimara, how would he say this? The Gemara over there is speaking about the Shir Shel Pegaim, that when they would go around and they would add on to Eretz Yisrael, to the boundary, they would go around and they had a whole procession. And they would say, "V'hinayam, Yosheb Seser Elyon, and Hashem Marabu Tzarei." Those two kapitlach. How did he do so? Vav Rabbi Shmuel Levi Atul Esrapes B'Devei Torah. You can't cure yourself with Devei Torah. So says the Gemara, "Lahagin Shani." To shield yourself is better. What does that mean? What does that mean? Meaning, he wants to be saved from bad energies. So if a person is not well, to use Divrei Torah to make yourself better, the words of Torah to use as a cure, that is a problem. But to save yourself from some bad energies is going to be okay. This is what the Gemara says. So we see over here that Rishon Malevi would say the psukim of Yeshiv Beseifzer and Hashem Rabu Tzarei before you would go to sleep. That's what we have after Shema in Kriya Shema Shalomita. It comes from this Gemara. It does not come from the Gemara in Daf Daled and Daf Hei in Brachas. It does not come from the Gemara in Daf Samach and Beis in Brachas. It comes from Rishon Malevi. Okay? Comes along the Rambam. The Rambam says, Kishetiknu chacham divrei tefilos elu, tiknu brachas acheres levarchosim chol yom ve'eluhen. The chacham were masakin brachas. What were they masakin? Different brachas, and one of them is kishikanis adolim. When a person enters his bed to sleep, okay, the Ram also says the lashon of kishikanis. Over here we see in the Rambam does not say what the Gemara says. The Rambam does not say v'targileni l'idei mitzvah. That's an important deal to make in the Rambam. The Rambam says, save me from Yetzirah and Pegara, v'aliv aluni chalem b'sreim v'leirurim ram, v'seim b'tazuk l'im l'necha, so the Rambam doesn't speak about doing mitzvahs and not doing averus. Doesn't say that in the, well, save you from a yetzer hara, but he doesn't say in the lashon of his what it called to give me Torah and mitzvah.
That's not in the text either of
that's not in the Rambam. Then the Rambam says in Halacha Beis the Kara Parsha Rishayna Kriya Shema. You say Shema, the first pasuk of Krishma, v'yashin and go to sleep. We see clearly, perhaps in the Gemara and Brachas, the Gemara didn't speak about Amapol b'chal. You could say, well, the Gemara didn't speak about it, so maybe you have to go ahead and say Amapol afterwards. And as we said before in the Gemara and Brachas on Daf Samach Amud Beis, what did it say first? Shema, and then it said to do Amapol. What did the Rambam say to do? What did the Rambam say to do? In Halacha Av, what did the Rambam say? What bracha? The bracha of Hamapol. And then what does it say in Halacha Beis? Shema. Clearly the Rambam says to do Hamapol first and then Shema later. And Anastahu Shena is a guy with mamish falling asleep. Kaira afil pasuk rishon, even the first pasuk, oi psuki rachmi or psukim of rachmi, bachakishon, and then afterwards go to sleep. Now, the Rambam speaks about a Talmud Chacham. No. Right. Who's the one who spoke about Pesukei Derachmi? Who's the one who says that a Talmud Chacham has to at least say a Pesukei Derachmi? Who is that person?
Abayi.
Well, Rav Nachman was the one who said that if he's a Talmud Chacham, he doesn't have to do anything. Abayi. But Abayi says he has to do at least one Pesukei Derachmi. The Rambam says you say at least one Pesukei Derachmi if you're falling asleep. So the Rambam, is the Rambam have a different verse of the Gemara? Where this Rambam coming from? What is this Rambam doing? Okay. So, what happens if a person goes to sleep in the middle of the day? You drink in the middle of the day.
He's not nichnas.
He's not nichnas.
That nichnas is like it's an act that you're going to bed at night. It's not like a nap.
So, okay. I'll mishkaf them.
You can't sleep more than a
suit. Okay, well, let's say he does. He's tired. Okay, he's a flight attendant.
Shabbos afternoon, we take a 2-hour nap, and maybe it's nichnas.
Who takes a 2-hour nap Shabbos afternoon?
Nothing like it.
Here is something like it. I'll tell you something better. If you could take a 45-minute nap, I'm not saying you should. I'm just telling you from my own personal experience. You learn for 2 hours, and you can take a 45-minute nap. Oh, there's nothing like it. And you don't learn, you just learn slow, geschmack. 2 hour nap, that's a long time for me, Shabbos afternoon. Listen, I have a friend of mine who told me, he comes to me, like, you know how much I slept? I'm like, how long? 5 hours. 5 hours. Ramesh Brownstein, can you sleep 5 hours of the Shabbos afternoon? I don't know, I couldn't do it. I could do
it.
Hour and a half, I could do it. Hour and a half if I'm very tired. Aaron has very tired. Listen, different people work differently. Okay. Come from the Meiri. Take a look at the Meiri on the left. Yesh Misha Omer. So in the Taknu Brachis, Elu El Pam Achas B'Yom, only one time. I asked you a question. If you do it in the middle of the day, do you do it? You go to sleep in the middle of the day. And so you don't have to make the Brachis. Al Maisa Shal Atme in the Taknu. Al Noik Shabayilam Shadakli Shaka Balayil Vamir B'Yom. Yesh Chalkum Adavra, a very important thing. Meaning, is the bracha on your specific sleep or it's on the hanhaga of sleep? Is it a personal, own, specific, like bracha, like on what to go, or it's on sleep in general? Is it a personal birchas like hananin, I'm not saying it's bracha of hananin, like your own personal bracha,
or general,
or the generalized bracha, correct, exactly.
Brachos.
Yes. Comes along the Rabbeinu Menayach. It's very important, Rabbeinu Menayach, the whole thing. However, just look at Halacha Gimel. Says Rabbeinu Menayach, "B'shar shekatz b'seif shnasei v'loshinat Gemara ki metar." Rabbeinu Menayach is on page one, on right underneath the Rambam. Says Rabbeinu Menayach like this. First of all, take a look at Beis. Very important. Like, does a person or does a person not, is a person allowed to eat and drink afterwards? We hear different things. Sometimes we like cheat and then like, but we have to. Are we supposed to be schmoozing? Yeah. I'm not saying you can't. I'm just asking the question. Now we'll be able to go through the sheets. What do I like? You can't schmooze with your wife afterwards?
Sometimes I ask you a question like, did you do something with kids tomorrow? You're like,
sorry, I already said I'm up here.
Oh, yeah. So, comes along Rabbeinu Menayach and says, we're going to see all the halachas, so we'll actually get, especially when you don't want to talk to her. I got it. Then you better talk.
9 o'clock at night.
Says, you come home 8 o'clock, none of them are talking. Hamapol, you say it, azah, kavana. Says the Rabbeinu Menayach, the carbon price of Shainim Krishma of Yashin, uminog. Listen to the word umina. He doesn't say halacha. Umina. Shalalecho v'lishay don't eat and drink. V'shalaladaber don't speak. Ach kakadei shiyoshen mitoich devrei Torah. You should sleep mitoich devrei Torah. V'smach ladaber amr v'vav from hashkav from David Sal. Interesting.
Not over lots, yes.
You should sleep mitoich devrei Torah. That's how you sleep. Amr v'vav from hashkav from somehow. It's a din of devrei Torah. Wow. Think about that.
And then I eat.
Yeah. Viter, Gimel, you can skip the next line. B'shar she'ikib z'efi nasayin. Loshna gemar ki mitar, when you wake up, Amar al-kai neshama. The kotz of a rivet, and the rivet writes, D'shtei brachis elu, shalofnei ha'shena v'shalachra. Interesting. As we pointed out before, you have a hamapil, and in the Loshna of the Gemara, you have al-kai. It's a before and after bracha. Think about it, like you, before and after bracha. You eat before you make a bracha. Wake up, you make a bracha. It's like you sleep before and after. Like the Meiri brought down. Dafka, when you go to sleep at night. However, Mishum, the Minig Olam is Taktu. It's for the Minig Olam, the generalized Minig of the world. Now, Frek the Rive at Akash. Every bracha is supposed to start with bracha to Hashem, unless it's a bracha smucha l'chaverta. What does a bracha smucha l'chaverta mean? A bracha that's next to the next bracha. Right? By the way, we spoke out when we learned the Tfilas HaDerech that you should try to make a bracha before in order for the Tfilas HaDerech should be able to start off quasi with the bracha. That's why all the brachas of Shemayna Esrei are starting off with the first bracha, Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Kei Avraham Elokeinu Yitzchak Elokei Yaakov, even though it doesn't say Melech Haolam. However, but since we say Kei Avraham, and Avraham brought out that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the King of the world, it's like we're saying Elokeinu Melech Haolam, and all the brachas are smucha to the first bracha. What about the bracha of Elokei Neshama? Where is the bracha of why do we say Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam? Now, today, we have to understand why we don't say Elokeinu Neshama right when we wake up. When you wake up, you say the Kaddish Hashem right away? No. Well, why not? Over here, the Gemara says that's what you're supposed to do. We come to Shul and we say the brachas. Where did that come from? And is it the right thing to do? Not only that, we know there are many people, they always make sure to say Amen to somebody making all the brachas. Sounds right. But if you look at the actual Gemara, the Gemara says when you move, you make Hamater Asurim. Not in Shul. It was not designated to do it in Shul. We're going to see the Torah.
As you went through it, you said it.
And people are not around then. All right.
All kind of shamans before those brachas anyway.
All before all those brachas. Wait up. Listen to the words of Rabbeinu Menayach. Unbelievable. Say the Rabbeinu Menayach. The cause of Oid, the Rivan writes, the high bracha of the kind of shama, ain't a baisech of the baruch. Let's not start with the baruch. Why? Hufi shehi smucha l'bracha samapo. It's mamish right next to Hamapol. The sleep, it's not even a hefsek. You're sleeping in the hefsek. You're having a hefsek. Yo. Yeah, you can't have hefsek. It's on the sleep. We consider it like a bracha smucha. The bracha achoroina shel kriyashma, afo pisha mafsa kriyashma ben saim, in a pesach of the baruch, the last bracha of kriyashma, even though your kriyashma is mafsa, doesn't start with a baruch. V'chein bracha yishtabach, shiach b'suk yizimra, chashvin leikis b'cha baruch shomar. So what we're saying is that we see, even if there's some type of hefsek, that's not considered like a real hefsek. So, for example, Yishtabach is also considered a bracha from Baruch Sh'amar. Even though it doesn't start Baruch, Yishtabach is considered part of the bracha. It's considered like you're starting a bracha because just because you have something in between, if it's not something that has nothing to do with what you were doing, it's not considered a hefsek.
Even the Baruch Sh'amar doesn't start with that's the end of it.
That's good for the bracha, right? Yeah, it's interesting.
Yes, it has.
You're right. I hear that. But what he's saying is, what we see in an amazing thing that like kind of shama, and amapil, it literally a before and after bracha of the going to sleep.
Amapil
is bracha eternal,
and
okay, the bracha afrena. Now. Does it make a difference if Shema was before or Shema wasn't before? Meaning, the Rambam said, what do you do first? Hamapel. And then what do you do afterwards? Shema. Correct? And what is he saying? The bracha achron shel krishma. He's not really going on that. He's going on stam as they went. Basically, it's like this. So you say Yeter are very chashik, Yisrael Shalom very simple, right? And then what do you say? You say Shema, and then you say V'yatziv. What do we end with? Bracha to Hashem, Gaal Yisrael. So now, what is the bracha? It's a Gaal Yisrael. How are you starting V'yatziv? You don't make a bracha. Teretz is Yeter are very chashik. It's considered smucha. I'm just bringing out over here that. We have the question in the Rambam says you make a maple first and then Shema afterwards. Is Shema a hefsek? We see that it's not an automatic hefsek. Why? Why is it not an automatic hefsek? Because we see over here, if it's a bracha, smucha, it's not such a hefsek. You need a Shema. Okay, I hear. Let's end off with so much what to do. But we'll go on page 2 and we'll just read the Torah before we go. And Amit Hashem, what I would like to do is Shabbos before Mincha, we're going to go to some of the halachal maisa questions. This way, anybody here tonight is able to join in. So let's go to the Torah on Reish Lamedtes. Before that is the Yerushalmi and Brachas, very important Yerushalmi, that Yerushalmi speaks about that you say Shema. In order for the mazikum to go away. However, and it brings the machlokes over there, but we'll do it, mit Hashem, maybe we'll do it on Shabbos. Says the Torah, Uchshir Zalishan Yikra Krishma, Dharam Shub Levi, Afu Pisha Kara Krishma, Vesa Knesset, Mitzvah Lekreis Hal Mitasai. Vedai Beparsha Roshayna, it's enough with the first Parsha, the Seen Perkaroya, Nitzalishan Emar, Mashma, Mishma, excuse me, Advahayim Shmai. Rabbeinu Hananel Kosov, you know how sometimes you have some people say the whole Shema? Where does it come from? Rabbeinu Chananel. The Torah brings down his father, the Rosh, right? The Torah's father was the Rosh, that you have to say the second paragraph of Shema. We didn't see that before. This is a new chiddush. But the Varam Samidani was Shalom, Tag Lin So this is all from Rav Amram Goin. All these things don't exactly have to do with sleep, right? In the like core bracha, it speaks about let me go to sleep, let me wake up, and let me not have bad thoughts. So let my sleep be good. Rav Amram is adding on, however, according to Bruce's shot, it's about sleep is in order to be able to learn. Remember, Rav Amram Goin was a big man. He wasn't a joke. If he's adding it on to the bracha, he holds it has to be part and parcel.
I don't see the third paragraph.
Correct. It doesn't say it over here.
I may think not to say the third paragraph because it's mysticism is only b'yom, lo b'layla. So I might just think that he's only saying the Yom Shemor.
Well, we do say the parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim.
What does it say here?
Over here it doesn't say to say it. Then he says, okay. Now, comes along the Torah and brings down the new stuff. Here's the new stuff of what we say, and you're going to recognize it from what you say in the Siddur. But just understand where it comes from. And like order of importance, where it's from. Shema Hamapo. We saw that pasuk of Rachmi B'yotkav Kedruchi. We saw that pasuk. We have to understand that pasuk a little bit better. We also know V'inayam Hashem Marabu. And then, because of Rav Amram V'aymer, he said, Baruch Hashem B'yayim, Baruch Hashem B'layla, Baruch Hashem B'shachapenu, Baruch Hashem B'kumenu, V'yam Hashem Al-Satan, Yigar Hashem B'cha Al-Satan, Yigar Hashem B'cha B'chav B'shalayim, V'layza Ud Musum B'eish, Hashem Shem Recha, Hashem Tzolcha Yami Medecha, Hashem Yishmach B'chor Yishmach Nafshach, Hashem Tzolcha Yishmach Nafshach, Hashem Does it say Hamalas over here in the tour? What? No. Unbelievable. Like what we all tell kids, sing. Hamalas is not found yet. We'll soon see where it comes from. But then you have a Rosh Zal Hayo. I'm Rosh Givinu Asam Lechasim. You say Ashkevinu Tol Chasima. Unbelievable. No Hamalach. Now, if it would be an order of importance, L'chayro, you know, Hamalach is before. Just to know, this Hamalach that is not brought down in the Torah is brought down before all of these things that the Torah says. Why? Where did that come from? Well, we'll see, Mirta Hashem. Comes along, the last thing is the little hand two things I want to show you. One is the kolboy and one other thing. Kosva kolboy nagu kol yisrael she'ein oichlo v'shoisim v'medarim ach kriyashma. This is what we brought from Rabbeinu Menayach. Shem ha'mitasim v'sefkai akroim rovach ma'mishkabchem v'zu kriyashma v'dayim v'sel v'kiyesbe kotva Rabbeinu Yeruchem. Fine. Now, v'kotva oishem ha'ram ha'yinei gishemashkev atmoy lishan v'yoyim likroi v'yinayim. When you go to sleep in the day, he would say v'hinayah. So if somebody stays up the whole Shavuos night, when he goes to sleep, he wants to say something, v'hinayah. Now, you ask me, what about the third paragraph? Comes along Sefer Yiran Rabbeinu Yaina, and he says, Higiyaz man shkifa, yikra kriyashman kula, shiyesh ba ramach tevois, laharch kol mazik ramach imarach shabai. Oh. To be marchit the mazikim. So to your 248 words, to help you 248 limbs from the mazikim. V'aymer v'inayim v'yashkivena v'chasima u'mekrois echad amar v'echad amamet, which means when it comes to all of the other psukim, well, you do a lot, you do a little, uvavashi echavim libay shemayim. So what are we taking out from here? That we do have a source right now in Rabbeinu Yoyena to do the third paragraph in order to shield you from the mazikim. But that wasn't brought down Medina the Gemara. Okay? So we're going to have to go weiter, Mr. Hashem. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate it.
You're going to finish this in Shabbos or you're going to do it next week?
What?
Two more pages.
We'll see. I think Shabbos will be able to cover a nice amount of it. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh for anybody who came.
Hey, Sandy. Thank you, Lenny.